he called the living room the sitting room. They called a big room where you slept. They didn't, you know, if it had more than one bed in it, mm-hmm. and lots of windows, it was called a sleeping porch, mm-hmm. not a bedroom.
Mm-hmm. It didn't have to be outside or anything?
No.
No, it was usually a glassed-in thing, just mm-hmm. a glassed-in room.
You heard that term, too?
Oh, yeah. We had, this was a sleeping porch here, they called it.
Uh-huh.
Our sleeping porch was down here in the house where we lived on Dixie Drive, you know. On the back, we had a sleeping porch.
Was a sleeping porch usually on the back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was on the side of the back on this house here. The original building only had these three rooms.
Mm-hmm. The living room and the bedroom and dining room?
Yeah. And then, this was added in the kitchen, and the sleeping porch, and the porchway is extended like that.
What did you call that?
We just kept building. That was just we called that a back porch.
Mm-hmm.
Had an entrance.
Y'all called the front room the fireplace room, didn't you?
That had entrances in both those rooms there. Yeah, living room, parlor, fireplace room.
Is there any difference in your mind between all those terms?
Run that, by again.
When someone says fireplace room or parlor or living room, do you think there being any difference in those expressions, or would you?
No, they're.
Which ones would you use now?
Well, I think I'd call it living room or parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Either one would be proper.
Mm-hmm. What about fireplace room?
No, that's a little terminology that's pretty well in the past.
Mm-hmm. Is that like gallery?
Currently, no. Well, gallery is a thing that was local colloquial.
He mm-hmm. called it living room, fireplace room.
Was a gallery, you said it came from a double porch or what?
They're just on the front of the house.
There's very little happening in that world in those days other than working at home, and I'd say it was more or less an observation platform to see the one car that came by.